No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Free agency officially opens around the NBA today at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Chicago time, and the Chicago Bulls have one open roster spot. We leave them a little flexibility to be active out there on the free agent market, but they still have a big order of business to get Josh Giddey re-signed, which has not officially happened as of this recording. We're talking about what it all means, plus dive into the mailbag and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go and get into this content for today, y'all. And free agency opens today. It's an exciting day around the NBA when free agency officially opens. And let's be clear, it's already been a very active time period around the NBA with all the moves that have been getting done, everything like that, all the trades, unexpected players becoming free agents last night, and DeAndre Ayton, things like that. But it's going to be a very interesting free agency day. This offseason is not, you know, all the excitement around and the talk around it being a offseason of a lot of moves, it is not disappointed when it comes to that. But let's get to our Chicago Bulls, right? While they have already made a trade that was unexpected in trading Lonzo Ball for Isaac Okoro, they drafted Noah Esenge, also Lachlan Albrecht as well to the Chicago Bulls. That's been the moves that they've made so far. Albrecht is signed to a two-way contract, so he's not taking up an official roster spot because it is a two-way deal. So that leaves the Bulls at a place to where they have a little bit of maneuvering. And we'll talk about what that could mean, but the first thing, you know, the biggest order of business left for the Chicago Bulls is it comes down to what's going to go on with Josh Giddey. I have three theories when it comes down to Josh Giddey. Josh Giddey has already gone back to Australia, get ready for a basketball camp he's hosting over there, and no deal has been announced. Now, that leaves, if the deal's not announced or whatever, or not quite done, but it leaves the three options that I'm going to talk about. One is that the deal is already wrapped up. The Bulls are just waiting to announce it. When you look at the way that the Bulls have handled their last three restricted free agencies, that's P. Will, Ayo Dosunmu, and Kobe White. They basically announced those deals right before the opening of free agency where players can go and start meeting with other teams. I think with like P. Will, it was like an hour before free agency officially opened, even though we all kind of knew that they're going to be re-signing P. Will. So it could be something like that where they've already basically agreed to terms on the deal. They're just going to announce it a little bit closer to free agency, or they're negotiating down to the wire. That is also a thing there. So that's one option. It's already done. It's already figured out. They just haven't announced it yet. Why the Bulls wouldn't announce it? Well, because they're the Chicago Bulls. They do things weird sometimes when it comes down to it. The other option is that Josh Giddey's agent is still here stateside. He's going to handle most of the negotiations. Josh Giddey's agent knows what Josh Giddey wants in any type of contract details, and you know, once they hammer on something he feels Josh Giddey's going to agree to, he'll send it over. It's not like Josh Giddey has to physically be here. This ain't the 90s to look at the contract. They'll send it over to him. He'll agree to it, and boom, it's done, right? Or the last option, and this is the option that a lot of Bulls fans, I'm sure, are hoping is going to be Josh Giddey's going to go on the market and actually meet with some other teams, and that could be a possibility here. He is a restricted free agent. He can't meet with other teams. The Chicago Bulls have the ability to match any offer that he gets. It's not how I expect the Chicago Bulls to do business, but it could be there. And that's going to, you know, hopefully some Bulls fans that have this whole mindset of, oh, well, you got to go just so AK isn't negotiating against himself. Maybe you guys get your wish and Josh Giddey is going to go out there and meet with a couple of teams before deciding on a contract with the Chicago Bulls to make sure he's getting the best deal possible, which could be an option there as well. So there's a lot of different things that could happen with the Josh Giddey scenario. We'll see what ends up happening, but that is the biggest order of business because once you get Josh Giddey locked in, you have one open roster spot. So, you know, if for some reason Josh Giddey is not retained by the Chicago Bulls, then the Bulls have two open roster spots. But, you know, albeit everybody kind of expects Josh Giddey, you know, to re-sign with the Bulls, even so much so that we heard last week that some NBA execs wouldn't even meet with Josh Giddey, even if he does try to go on a tour and meet with teams, because they just believe that Josh Giddey's going to stay with the Chicago Bulls and the Bulls are ultimately going to match anything that Josh Giddey gets. So there's that aspect of it as well. So end up seeing what happens with Josh Giddey and the Chicago Bulls, but that leaves the next order of business free agency. And how active are the Chicago Bulls going to realistically be in free agency? And that's a fair question, right? The Bulls have a couple of different routes that they can go. If they don't make any other trades, right? Let's say that they can't find a trade partner for Vooch. Vooch ends up staying here. They don't trade Zach Collins or Jalen Smith. That would mean that you have three centers on this roster, which means that the Bulls probably aren't going to sign a center if you keep those three players, which means that are the Bulls then more likely to go after a Trey Jones, to re-sign Trey Jones, bring a player that everybody liked here, that got along with your team, that would have a clear role, that they would be able to come here and be the backup point guard, all those type of things. Is Trey Jones the most likely scenario where the Bulls basically then are running for the most things back outside of the Noah Essengay signing in the Isaac Okoro trade? And, you know, they're running basically almost everything back at that point, which finishing last season and how the Bulls finished last season, it was a group that I'm sure the Bulls have some internal interest to see how that's going to continue to go. Is this a group that continue to show more without having really long-term money tied into any of these guys? It gives the Bulls another time period to evaluate, maybe even have some players raise their trade value, maybe be more active at the trade deadline, right? That's some things that the Bulls could go to. Or do they want to do a shift, right? And I talked last night after DeAndre Ayton was waived about the Bulls potentially, you know, calling DeAndre Ayton to see if he would have interest in joining the Bulls. A younger center that kind of fits their timeline, that they could take a one-year flyer. I'm not saying long-term, one-year flyer on. If it works, great. If not, you can give him an opportunity to rehab his value before he goes back out on the market in the summer of 26. And then the Bulls could try to find their center of the future. But that would have to come via one of the centers here at least being traded. And I don't know if I see that happening, right? But other options that are on the free agent board as far as potential players that the Bulls could sign out in free agency, if it is a center that they're looking after, I've seen a thing that said Clint Capela. God, I hope not. Now, Clint Capela would be the lob threat that the Bulls theoretically need, but like Clint has been on a decline. But Mo Wagner, for example, had his option declined by the Orlando Magic. And while it is expected that he's going to re-up with the Orlando Magic on a more long-term deal, I would still probably make a call once free agency opens if he's not yet announced a re-signing with the Orlando Magic. I'd definitely be reaching out there. Da'Ron Sharp is a guy that we talked about earlier in the offseason as well. While not necessarily bringing some of the height that Bulls fans want to see, because for so many Bulls fans, it's all about, we have to have a 7-foot center. We have to have, if he's not 7 feet, what are we doing? But, you know, DeAndre Ayton, who brings a lot of the kind of defensive mentality that you would want from your center for the Chicago Bulls, that I do think fits with the style of play, fits with the roster that we have there as well. You're looking at Da'Ron Sharp there as a potential player that the Bulls could go after as well. And that really kind of, you know, maybe Santi Aldama, but, you know, Santi Aldama being 24 years old, but you know, I feel a little iffy on that. I do think he's also probably going to be more expensive, but he is a restricted free agent. The Memphis Grizzlies are probably going to match anything that he gets as well. Jackson Hayes, no. Now watch me say that, and then as the free agency opens, we hear that the Bulls are meeting with Jackson Hayes. Watch that happen. But, you know, we'll see. The center options aren't very many, and because of that, there are a lot of teams going all over the same center option, so I don't know how much the Bulls are willing to get into a bidding war. For those that don't know, the Bulls, after re-signing Josh Giddey, they'll have roughly about $36 million The goal is sort of $40 million to play without below the first tax apron. That gives them the ability to use their full mid-level exception. They have a $17 million trade exception that they can use as well during that time. They have another $3 million trade exception as well. So they have some options. The Bulls, if they want to be more active, and that includes trades with expiring contracts, that includes financial flexibility under the first tax apron, if the Bulls want to be more active, they have the pathway to be there. How active are they going to want to be? I could really see the Bulls re-signing Trey Jones and basically keeping everything the same with additions of Isaac Okoro and Noah Essengay and rolling that out, right? I do think as well, like I know the people are still making a lot about the Jonathan Kuminga thing. I think with Jonathan Kuminga, Isaac Okoro and the drafting Noah Essengay, I just think that that's done. I think that that's pretty much done when it comes down to it. That would then include maybe the Nickeil Alexander-Walker pursuit that we heard and talked about a little bit before, too. I think that that's probably done. Unless trades happen, I think that the Bulls are pretty much straightforward with this. They also could buy out Javon Carter. Javon Carter's contract is $6.8 million, so it wouldn't be necessarily a huge buyout if they want to open up another roster spot. I don't know how much he'd be enticed to give back into that, but again, that's an option for the Bulls to do too. They could waive and stretch them as well and spread out that money over years because the Bulls are cheap. So there's that option that's there for the Bulls also. So if the Bulls want to be more active in free agency, they do have pathways to get there. And the question now is that how aggressive do they want to be in looking at how many of these options that are out there, either via trade or either via the free agent market, do the Bulls look at and say are legitimate options and players that fit what they're doing. Right now, the Bulls have picked a direction. They pick a direction and a play style. The direction is they want to go younger, which means that they are targeting players with experience but youth, which is something that AK has said, but they also have the flexibility to go after some people. So a team that has a direction and that also has flexibility both money-wise and with expiring contracts, that's a team that could be dangerous in the free agent market. But this is the Chicago Bulls. You can never assume that they're going to do what some other teams would do in similar situations. So that's where it leaves a lot of doubt on what the Bulls are actually going to do. But opening free agency, it could be a lot to happen, could be nothing that happens today. I will say that it's going to be really interesting to watch to see if Josh Giddey, his contract is announced. If a new Josh Giddey
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Contract is not announced today. I do think that makes the offseason a little bit more interesting for the Bulls. So we'll see how that goes. But with that said, it is Monday. We have some overflow in the mailbag. I want to get into these voicemails, man. This first one, this one's from Shay.
What's up, Hayes? This is Shay. Look, I know we still have a lot of people on the roster that we need to get rid of. And I think we are probably not going to make one or two, maybe more trades once free agency starts. But hey, I was thinking, and I know this may sound stupid to you, but maybe once we trade the Carlos Boone switch, that's if we have another roster spot, once we get Trey Jones on the team. You ever think about making a trade for and maybe bringing over Andre Drummond again? Now, like, I know we had him in the past, but and he probably doesn't fit with the timeline of the team, but let's face it, man. He does do a lot of what the team needed. Him and Josh Giddey together, it could be magic. He catch lobs, and on top of that, he can rebound. Now, look, I know he may not be the modern-day NBA center, but, hey, he could be a good backup to maybe Jonka, maybe Zach Collins, if we still have him on the board, or maybe the Sticks. All y'all know who Sticks is. That's Jalen Smith. I know he could probably help our team as either a backup or a starting center if we were to trade Boucherway. That's just me. Anyway, tell me what you think. Peace.
Shay, I checked about 18 hours before you left this voicemail. Andre Drummond picked up his option to stay with the 76ers. So, no, Andre Drummond's not an option because he's under contract with the Chicago Bulls, and he's not a free agent. Now, here's the thing. Even if you're looking at next year, I think by then the Bulls probably have picked their – hopefully have made a choice on how they're going to go out and acquire their center of the future. So I don't think Andre Drummond's really on the board. I do think a player like De'Ron Sharpe could be – when you look at that type of thing. But I don't think a player like Andre Drummond is somebody that's going to be out there for the Chicago Bulls. Either they're not, I don't think they trade for him either. I think the Philadelphia 76ers are going to want, they still think that they can make a run, especially in the East now that's a little weaker. They're going to try to keep everything that they have there and run it that way. So, no, I don't think Andre Drummond is an option for the Chicago Bulls, Shay. All right, let's get into this next one, man. This one's from Maddie Legend.
Yo, what up, hey? This is Maddie Legend. I'm just, you know, putting in my thoughts. I feel like I'm not too upset with what the Bulls are doing right now. AK mentioned that he wants to, you know, get younger players and develop. And right now they have an offensive set of running and shooting threes. And now that they are working on defense. And so, like, the draft pick with the Senge, he's a defensive player. And then now they just got Okoro. He's a defensive player, and I feel like even though we don't like him, Patrick Williams, he is a defensive player. It's not too bad with what they have right now. And I'm truthfully not looking for them to get any better anytime soon, just so hopefully they can have that type of, you know, Ben Gordon type of team, and then they get lucky in the draft lottery and draft the Derrick Rose, you know what I mean? So. Just trying to look on the bright side. Let me know what you think, Mike.
The Bulls have picked a direction and a play style. And I think that there's something that's freeing in that. It's good. The Bulls for so long did not have a direction. Not only did they pick that direction, they picked how they want to build this roster. And hopefully in that clarity comes more intentionality from this front office. I know that's hoping and wishing for a lot because you don't know if that's actually going to happen with the way the Chicago Bulls front office, but that's kind of what you want to do. Once you pick that, it gives you more clear lines to paint within, right? Now, we just got to see how successful that they're going to be building around that vision. That's the key thing here with this Bulls team is how successful now are they going to be now that they've picked a direction, they've picked a style of play that they want. And so we've seen them acquire players and Noah Essanga and Isaac Okoro, right? These are players that fit that. It started last season with the trade for Josh Giddey, then drafting Modest Buzelis, right? All that kind of got you to a place where you started seeing the type of team that they want to build. You started seeing how they want to play. We saw that happen last year, and it's a more modern style, and it also is a more modern way to play basketball. How successful they're going to be in that? That comes down to what the Bulls show, and it's always going to be for this front office. They have to show it. There's so much doubt because of the things that they've missed on, the moves that they haven't made around this front office. Until they show it consistently, the doubt is going to maintain there. The doubt is always going to be there. And we just got to see how successful they're going to be in turning this thing around now that they have picked those things. And we'll see. Well, ultimately, we shall see how successful they can be. I have hopes for them. Maybe call me the internal optimist, but I do have hopes that this front office is going to be able to figure that out a little bit. Let's see if it blows up in my face. All right, let's get into the next voicemail, man. This one's from Jeremy.
Hey, what's up, Hayes? It's your boy Jeremy down here in Oklahoma again. Just checking in over the summer. Happy with the Noah pick. I mean, I know a lot of people are complaining, but I think with Mattis, the youth, the length, you know, it's going to be fun. Just give him some time. Hopefully Billy plays him enough. And I think that's the main concern for everyone. But the think we're going to see a lot of blocks, a lot of chase down blocks with Nolan Mattis. So I think it should be exciting. You know, one narrative I get tired of hearing is that, oh, we would have messed up the 18th pick like we always do, and talking about how we can't draft. I mean, they keep, you know, holding Patrick Williams over our head, but, you know, we did grab AO, solid pick. We grabbed Mattis, solid pick. You know, Julian Phillips looks nice, you know. So, you know, I think that narrative's kind of played out. They just keep on bringing up Patrick. So, other than that, great show. You know, I think we're all just ready for some basketball. The summer league should be fun. Get to watch some of the new guys. So tell me what you think and see Red. And thank you, sir.
I do agree that people knock the Chicago Bulls for things that rightfully so should be knocked, but then try to talk about the good things that they've done as if it happens in happenstance, right? Like I've seen people say, like with the Io pick, oh my God, yeah, clearly Io was a senior and he was from Chicago, so clearly they were going to pick him. It's like, no, like him being from Chicago, maybe even if that was a thing, guess what? They made the right pick. It was the right pick there. The Matis Buzelis pick, which a lot of people like to be like, well, of course he fell. They picked him because he fell. Yeah, but it would have been very easy for the Chicago Bulls, like many teams did, to say, all right, he's fallen for a reason. Is the should we just stick to our guns on the player that we had number one on our board? No. The Bulls said, no, let's take this player that is that had such a high ceiling where he was projected to be the number one pick 6 months before we picked him. Let's get him in here. They did that, right? And I think even people need to look at is that the one pick that they absolutely missed on was Dalen Terry, because Walker Kessler was right there. P. Will was more of they missed on that too, but P. Will was not evaluating how his drive was to be great, because P. Will has all the skill set that you look for a really good NBA player. He just, unfortunately, is so passive in his nature. He just doesn't give a damn, right? And then, you know, Julian Phillips was a second round pick. Like, you know, it is what it is. And they were aggressive about going out there and getting him. So the Bulls haven't had like these high level misses. You know, with it, the P. Will one is a bad one. And then you misevaluated Dalen Terry over Walker Kessler, where you needed everything that Walker Kessler brought at that point in time. But the Bulls have made some good decisions. Let's see. Like, they're going to have to still prove it. And I'm never mad at a front office that has to prove it for the fans to turn around on them. They're going to have to prove it. This Noah Essengay pick is going to have to work. And hopefully him and Matis Buzelis are building this dynamic duo that could turn into something for the Bulls. Because if they do, great, we're off to the races. But, you know, there's a lot that they're going to have to prove to this fan base. And I really can't blame the fan base for that, because we're in this situation because of the front office. So we shall see. All right, let's get into this last one, man. This one's from the 301.
Hey, how you doing, man? This is, my name's Owen, calling from Maryland, lifelong Bulls fan. I got to say, I think everybody's missing the mark on this whole Isaac Okoro deal. I listened to a lot of the reactions from the podcast. I'm like, are y'all seeing the same thing? It seems like everybody just wants to be mad all the time. Like, this is a really good deal. Lonzo was doing nothing. He played 35 games in last year. 80 games, I think, in what, 4 seasons? How much did you want from him? Isaac Okoro is a move for the future. It's a nice move in the right direction. Stop hating on the acting.
Now, I know you left your name. I couldn't understand it. You said it really fast. I played it back like 3 times, so I apologize for not using your name on this. Feel free to text or call the line back. Say your name so I can get it going forward. But yeah, people are down on the Isaac Okoro deal, and I understand it, right? Because the Bulls got offered the 18th overall pick by Memphis. But then I think people need to realize is the fact that Lonzo Ball then had another season-ending injury. And, you know, while it wasn't the knee, Lonzo Ball between the ankle and the wrist now and the knee and the back, he's had a lot of injuries that have hurt his season basically every year of his NBA career. So when you have a season that ends with another injury, it's going to be hard to get that level of value back. But what they got in Isaac Okoro is a player that brings what they need. Point of attack defense, and he's a really good defender when you look at the individual defensive stats that he has there. And they went out and got a guy that is more reliable, on average plays about 20 more games than Lonzo Ball, and is a more consistent player there. Now, I'm not saying that not every trade has to be a home run knockout trade. And they got a trade that's functional. They got a trade that helps the way and style that they're trying to play, and especially with having a backcourt of Kobe White and Josh Giddey. They fed into that. Now, we got to see if that ends up playing out the right way for the Bulls, but we shall see. We don't know that for sure. We only know that when they get on the court. So we shall see how that goes out. But that's my time for today, y'all. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullscentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773 773- 270-2799. We're the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See Red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,